All right, hey guys, it's Jonathan. And listen, I appreciate you watching all these videos, and I want to congratulate you if you've watched all the videos up till now and you've seen them all. And you know, because you know a lot of people don't. It always kind of saddens me, but I know that because you're here, you've done something amazing. You're actually taking the time to learn and do. I hope you worked on those lists yesterday, those technical ability lists and those tactical decision lists. And I want to just kind of start where we left off yesterday, because I know that might have been a quick. I was talking about my buddy Ruben and the tactical decisions he had to make off of the field of play in order to make his dream come true. And so I mentioned yesterday that sometimes your tactical ability has to do with, like, you know, your overall plan. And this is what we're talking about here. This is what my blog's about. It's what my book's about. It's like, you know, more is not a plan. You have to think tactically about what it is you're doing. You know, is that team you're going to be on this year going to put you with the right players? Are they going to make you better? Are they going to challenge you enough or too much? You know, does that coach have the skill set to help kind of move you on? Or are they going to hurt you? You know, I always believe there's no such thing as a bad coach, but there's a coach who might have the wrong skill set for the abilities that you need. But tactically, you need to make those decisions, and you can work with your parents on that. You can work with your coach, depending on your relationship with them. I highly recommend you have a good relationship with your coach to be able to get there and have those conversations with them. Go, like, what did I do today that was good? You know, what do I need to work on? You know, what's improving? What's not improving? So it leads me to today, which today is the third key ability, which is your physical ability, okay? Now, if I was to map these out, I would put physical ability at the bottom. I would put technical ability and tactical ability at the top, like a triangle. Because your physical ability is what's supporting your ability to do the things you need to do, the technical stuff, and then when you need to do them, right? So yesterday I talked to you about that hockey player who could see the play, knew where he needed to pass the puck, and then it just wasn't coming fast enough. That athlete was, at the time, was 16 years old, had grown a ton. I think he had grown like 3 inches in about a year. What happens then is people don't think much about that. They go, oh, he's grown like a weed. Isn't that great? And that he's so tall. But what's going on is the brain is now like 3 inches further away from the feet. And in this case, you had, you know, 3 inches of skate blade underneath that. And the brain is like, whoa. And the limbs are a lot longer. And it just takes a lot longer to move, you know, basically the body. So the physical ability there was good in some ways, where this athlete had size. He was able to kind of defend against smaller players. But when it came to making the plays, he was just a little slow. Now, that's going to go away as he fills in and he gets stronger physically. I find a lot of athletes get really frustrated with themselves because they might go up against another player and be physically weaker or smaller or bigger or fatter or whatever, especially at younger ages. And so what happens a lot of times is that athletes will quit. They'll get frustrated with their physical ability. And they'll be frustrated because they're being left off of teams and there's other kids running around them faster than they are, or they're the quickest ones, but they're small. You know, and so I want to give you a couple examples here. First and foremost, I want to talk about this. In most team sports, and most sports in general, we're either doing our sport, the technical stuff, like you're swimming, you're in the pool, you're on the rink, you're on the court, you're on the field, you're working on the technical stuff, or you're in the weight room. And that's now the physical stuff. Now, which is great is that, you know, I ran my own strength conditioning business for years, so I know how this kind of works. But sometimes, being in the weight room is great because you can basically kind of kick Mother Nature in the butt, and there's nothing better than taking a weak athlete and making them strong, and now all these other things get better, okay? So if you're not spending time in the weight room getting stronger, I highly recommend you do it. I'll give you this little caveat though. A lot of athletes who are with teams and go to physical training, conditioning, whatever you want to call it, weight room stuff, with a team, they tend to get thrown into like circuit training, and it's a lot of like endurance work, and the athlete's never working on getting strong. Okay, so I don't have enough time in this video to get too in depth on it. I get into it more in our courses, but you want to be working on getting stronger so that you have the ability to make the play, right? So what typically happens for an athlete is your brain sees the things you need to do first, right? It sees the open goal. It sees the pass you need to make. It sees the ball coming at you to make the save or make the catch or whatever it is. So your brain sees all that first, and then it's the body that we rely on to basically make it happen, to make the catch, to make the hit, to make the pass, to make the throw, right? But if the physical ability of the athlete is low, then those things take longer to transpire, right? The pass doesn't get made or gets picked off. Athletes, when I watch a game or an event, I basically look at each athlete like a bar graph, right? They have a physical ability, a technical ability, and a tactical ability. So I'm going to give you a couple examples here that hopefully you can apply to your sport. Let's say you're a soccer player, and I use soccer a lot just because, you know, most kids have played soccer like at the playground. You know, even you might be a college athlete watching this and you didn't play soccer a long time ago, but you remember it, right? So that's why I kind of use soccer a bit. So, soccer player A has the ball at their feet and sees green space and tries to run with the ball to the green space and gets run down by a smaller, faster athlete who then kicks the ball away, right? What happened there? Well, I look at athlete A and saying, like, they made a really good tactical decision. They did it technically very well. They got the ball at their feet and they started to run. But they got outrun by a smaller athlete who was quicker. Now, in this example, our athlete, athlete A, can feel really bumped, right? Be like, dang, you know, wait a second. Your physical ability, you did everything right now with what you have at your disposal physically, okay? And the reason that broke down was because of that. Now, for instance, I'll give you another example. Again, using soccer and most sports for this example, most athletes, you know, on a field they'll start to go to the sideline. Like a coach will say, "Hey, spread out, everybody get wide. You know, spread the field, spread the court, right?" And they'll get wide. But then they won't be able to run or skate with the ball or the puck or whatever too long because they'll get run down. And then what they'll do is they'll try to cut back, right? Because you just want to cut. That's all you got is you got another move, cut back. But now you're cutting back into the middle of the field. The coaches hate that, right? But what happens is coaches get outside, turn to the outside. Well, tactically, okay, they make the decision to turn to the outside. Technically, they can do it. But physically, they can't do anything with it now. If they don't make the pass like right away, then they have to cut back. And so a coach can make an athlete feel real poorly if they're just saying, "Hey, listen, you know, go to the outside, don't turn to the inside. We do worked on this in practice. We just talked about it at halftime," all this, you know, right? So if that's you, understand that physically, you know, it's just that's lacking a little bit right now. You need to understand, what is it about you personally now with your physical ability? What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? Okay, so depending on your sport, you need strength, you need power, right? You need maximal strength. You also need endurance, right? Those are on opposite ends of a spectrum. So maybe you can run like all day, right? But you're not that fast. I worked with a hockey player once, with a coach of a team, and they had a player who did cross country in the summer. And so this athlete came into the season in incredible shape, like super shape, could just skate for days, right? And was great, but was like skinnier, like you just as skinny as a rail. So when this player got into a situation in like the corner and they had to fight for the puck, you know, a stiff breeze would blow this athlete backwards, right? So physically, this athlete had an advantage on the endurance stuff. They're also pretty quick. So, but when it came to fighting for the puck, no chance. Or taking a shot at the net, super weak, okay? In this case, the athlete liked running. You know, they just had fallen in love with that at a young age, and they were good at it, so they kept going. But now this athlete had a love of hockey. And with the love of, now, so, okay, wait a second. Now, with this love of hockey, there's now new abilities we need. There's new physical abilities, new technical abilities, new tactical abilities. And so sometimes your abilities from other sports can hurt you, okay? It can hurt you in this new sport, right? Kind of ironically, I had another athlete in lacrosse, same situation. Phenomenal athlete was a cross-country runner. Tiny as all get out, all right? Could run, could get the ball, could scoop, could make passes, couldn't shoot, would get bowled over by defenders, and would get really frustrated, but loved the sport of lacrosse, right? But also loved cross-country. And I had a discussion with the family one day and said, listen, because this athlete came to me and said, I want to play lacrosse in college someday. And I said, okay, you're 15 years old, all right? You've only got a couple more years of high school here. To be a lacrosse player, now this lacrosse player was technically very good, had good stick skills, tactically also very good, very good, a very smart kid, very smart athletically, smart in school, tactically can make all the right decisions, could see the play, could see what he needed to do, physically very weak, okay? Physically very weak, and therefore then couldn't make the next level tactical decisions. So I said, listen, do this. I want you to work on the weekend and make a list of all of your physical abilities that you feel you're good at and the ones that you're weak at, and come back and see me on Monday. And so this athlete came back on Monday with a list, and it's the same list I'm telling you to make up now. And I said, okay. Now, what was interesting was he missed some things. While he thought that the physical ability he had of being incredibly able to endure was an advantage, it was an advantage to a point. Then it became a problem. And what I mean by that is that because he did all this endurance work, his body didn't have the ability to basically grow and get stronger, right? The body starts to use itself for fuel at times because he was doing a ton of mileage. Like he was running like an hour every day. And I said, listen, you got to cut out the running. And he goes, well, but I like cross country. I said, hey, but you just told me you want to play lacrosse in college. We got to decide what's it going to be. And he goes, okay, all right, I like running, I'm good at it, but I can probably let it slide a little bit in order to grow and get this, make this other dream happen, okay? So your physical abilities, your physical, technical, tactical abilities are all designed, they're all there to help make your goals come true. So you have to decide what's the goal that I'm really trying to accomplish, and then where do these abilities stack up and what do I need to work on, okay? Now, as a strength and conditioning coach, I've ran my own boutique strength and conditioning business for years. I've been around some of the best, you know, strength and conditioning coaches in the world, and there's now more people than ever teaching, you know. But a lot of people will go, oh, I'll just get a personal trainer to make me strong, and I'm like, You know, sometimes the good thing is you can take an athlete and make them strong very easily. The bad thing is you can take an athlete and ruin them as well. So, you know, who do you go to? I can't really give you a great answer knowing, you know, where you live but I like to say this. An athlete who has serious athletic dreams, and if you're watching this, I know you do, that athlete typically will benefit from getting stronger, okay? The old school model of thinking is and your coaches may be like this, is that we create this big level of endurance. It's like this big foundational base, and then we work up to a peak of strength and power. However, if you flip that upside down and you work on strength and power, you actually will get more endurance. And so a lot of people don't think of that. Now, I want to finish up today talking about your coaches and how they help or hurt your abilities, right? You heard me say before, there's no such thing as a bad coach, only a coach who's unable to help you with the abilities that you need, okay? So we've talked about physical, technical, and tactical abilities. Your coaches will fall typically under those categories, right? What I mean by that is, I consider myself a student of most games. I was also a strength and conditioning coach. So I can teach the physical ability in relationship to the technical ability and how it will help you tactically. But let's say you're a football player. I'm not a football coach. So I can help you physically. I can help that physical ability transfer into your technical stuff, your running and your passing and throwing and catching. But I can't teach you the X's and O's in football. Now, what happens a lot of times is we get a lot of coaches. Your coach is typically great tactically and perhaps technically, but not physically, right? So figure skater I worked with years ago, her technical coach, the one that taught her how to spin and jump and helped her also with her choreography, which is a tactical decision, so was also trying to be her physical coach and ran her into the ground to the point where she had patella tendonitis and really bad knees and couldn't jump. So she would jump like 70, 80 times in practice. And then they were jumping off ice on the concrete, you know, for more training after practice. So in this case, her technical and tactical coach was hurting her physically. But conversely, if I tried to be a football coach, I'd be hurting that athlete. You know, hopefully not hurting them, but I wouldn't necessarily say, if I said, hey, run 5 yards and take a right, I don't know what that means. I don't know for them. I don't know if that's the right decision tactically at that time. I don't have that experience. So as you move on in your sport, right, and you work with your parents and your coaches, you know, it's one thing to be able to talk to your coach. It's another thing where your coach can be kind of ego-less and say, listen, I can help you here and here, but not here, okay? Also, your coaches can help you to a certain level, right? I used to say this in my strength and conditioning business that I could help athletes get to a certain level, and I've helped Olympians, I've helped kids play college Division I, but I would say, like, listen, I want you to go out and meet other coaches, talk to them, learn from them, go to camps, get DVDs, and then come back to me with what you've learned so that we can talk about it. Because the most powerful thing is when a coach tells an athlete, listen, go learn from that guy or that girl. And then if there's something that you learn from them that differs from what I've told you, come back and tell me, right? And so what that does is that, one, helps me as the coach learn, but also helps develop this amazing bond between athlete and coach that I hope you have as well, all right? And so what you're going to do is go out and learn, come back, and then discuss. Say, listen, they're telling me this, and you're telling me this. Why? What do we need to work on here? And how's it gonna benefit me? So physical, technical, tactical abilities all meshed together make an amazing athlete. Now listen, tomorrow I've got a bonus for you and a special invitation. So make your list, your technical, tactical, physical ability list that we've talked about the last couple days. Come see me tomorrow, and I'll see you real soon. Great job. Talk to you soon. Bye.